Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. It is Halloween morning, and even though as a Christian we don't really celebrate Halloween, the kids like it. The kids are all about the candy, and we're going to try and keep them as healthy as possible and as safe as possible, which we'll be talking about today. You know, here's the thing. The kids are going to be out there, and so we want to keep them safe. And personal injury attorney Stephanie Gelber from Gelber & Acano, she'll be joining me later on in the show, and she's got a great list of tips to help you keep your kids safe, and maybe you too. I mean, because adults are out there too. And I'll tell you what, just this week I was driving and somebody was walking on the road with dark clothing on, and I thought, my goodness gracious, this person needs to have some reflectors on. I almost did not see them. So it is possible. We need to be aware of how to keep everyone safe today, and we'll be talking about that with personal injury attorney Stephanie Gelber. She's amazing, so stay tuned for that. Also, later on in the show, Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine will be joining me. And, of course, we're going to be talking about how to treat injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically. As you know, they have cutting-edge procedures at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, and they're the full package over there. So make sure you tune in for that, and we will open up the phone lines because these are two professionals that you don't need to pay for a consultation for today. So later on, we can open up the phone lines. Ken is on the lines, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. You'll have a chance to win my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths for Health and Fitness, and also a 30-day pass for the Buffalo Athletic Clubs here in Buffalo. Our Canadian listeners, I know that doesn't involve you, but you have a chance to win the Raw Truth Recharge. I wanted to mention about the news this week about processed meat being linked to cancer. And, of course, you know, I was asked by two different stations to give my, you know, expertise on this on the air. And I'll tell you what, it wasn't new news to me, okay? We already knew that processed meat was linked to cancer. It's not new news. The fact that the World Health Organization, has identified it as being equally as bad as smoking cigarettes, that's not new either. Although I'm glad that they came up with, you know, that analogy. It is going to be something that is linked to cancer, just like many other things out there, just like the carcinogens and pesticides that are on our foods, just like all of the chemicals and preservatives that are out there. But I've had a lot of questions about it, and I just want to clear up a couple of things. First of all, processed meat is meat that is not sold fresh. It's instead cured, salted, smoked, or otherwise preserved in some other way, like bacon, sausage, hot dogs, ham, salami, and pepperoni, and the like. Red meat, as you know, is any meat that is dark red in color before it's cooked, and this is obviously means meats like beef, lamb, and also includes pork. There is some confusion about whether or not red meat is directly linked to cancer. There should not be any confusion if you've read some of the studies out there, including the China study. It is the protein that's within the animal products that is linked to cancer. And so, you know, you want to stay away from animal products as much as possible, including, obviously I include organic. If you're going to eat animal products, it should be organic, definitely should be organic. However, just limit animal products in general and definitely stay away from processed meat. That is not new news, and everybody should be staying away from it, okay? So I just wanted to make sure I clear up any confusion out there. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about Halloween safety with personal injury attorney Stephanie Gelber from Gelber & O'Connell. This lady has great tips for you and your family to keep it safe tonight on Halloween. We will be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their five convenient locations in Buffalo and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today, 839-3638, or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Are you often concerned about your parents being alone or taking their medications properly? If no one answers, do you fear they fell and are hurt? This story is lived by many adult children who often feel alone and without answers. No one wants to cross a parent who believes they're doing fine, and many find it difficult to imagine mom or dad not living in their own home. But often, keeping a parent happy and the reality of their safety and well-being cross lines. Trying to balance your needs and your aging parents can become overwhelming. The Peregrine Way Case Management Program can provide you with all the education, resources, and solutions to help you with this challenging time. Don't go through this alone. Call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing, 893-3000. Or visit our website at peregrineslanding.com and embrace the Peregrine's Way.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. So excited to talk to my first guest is personal injury attorney Stephanie Gelber from Gelber & O'Connell. Good morning. That's all right. I'm so glad you're joining us. I know you were on AM Buffalo. Was it this week you were on AM Buffalo?
Yeah, actually, I wasn't. The boys were. I prepared the same content for them to talk about.
Well, I was seeing it while I was teaching yoga in the gym. I thought, oh, yeah, there they are. Yeah, so, you know, it's an appropriate, conversation to have today.
Yeah.
Because, as I was saying earlier, you know, I mean, people are in costumes. Many of them are in dark costumes. And you're a personal injury attorney.
Right.
I'm sure you are, you know, thinking, my goodness gracious, you know, I'm hoping we don't have any calls after this, but we just might.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. I was listening to you, and I had the same exact experience as you did this week with almost hitting somebody.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Walking across the street, not at a light, not at a crosswalk, but right in the middle of Transit Road. Almost hit them. I had to, like, swerve away because they're wearing dark clothing.
Yes.
And that happens all the time.
Right.
So, really, you know, it's funny. I always make the comment that we do see more accident cases after Halloween, due to Halloween.
Yes.
But I actually was doing some research, and I found a statistic, which I was even shocked myself. The National Highway Safety Administration actually has a, you know, their statistics show that kids are two times more likely to be hit and killed by a car on Halloween than any other day of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So they really, truly, it is true. And about 26% of those fatalities are due to drunk drivers on Halloween.
Wow.
Now, and we're talking about kids are not even out that late. So what does that say about what's going on there with people? Because most Halloween trick-or-treating is between 5 and actually it's 5 and 8 o'clock now around the different areas here. And that's dusk. So that's the time of evening when it could be a little dangerous outside anyway. But add drinking and driving on top of that with kids in costumes running around, darting in and out. It's a recipe for disaster.
Absolutely.
It really is. So What I really feel is there's like a whole mess of things that people really need to think about that are common everyday safety tips. It's nothing
right.
crazy or unusual that people already don't know.
Well,
it's just highlighting it and to remember that you need to be smart on this holiday. With
exactly. I mean, you know, before I left, my husband was clearing off the front of the house, you know, getting the leaves blown out and putting tucking things in. There were branches all over the place
right.
from the storm recently, so he was clearing out that. And I was glad because I'm thinking, you know, these little kids are going to be walking, and big kids and adults too, you know, and it's dark. And also, you know, as you said, I mean, unfortunately, there are older people partying tonight.
Yes.
We're invited to a neighborhood party. I'm sure there's going to be drinks there offered. People are, you know, drinking and driving. They shouldn't be, but they are.
They shouldn't ever. Right.
Right.
But this is again, this is twice as bad on a day like today.
Exactly.
It's Saturday, so it's Saturday night, so there's more parties. When Halloween's during the week, there's not as many people out partying. The partying may be on the weekends before or after Halloween, but it's not going to impact the kids as much
exactly.
as today. Today is like the, you know, glorified Halloween day as Saturday night.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
So, I want to say, you know, for just generally driving is of course, the biggest deal because of the accidents. But you really need to slow down. You need to be so aware that kids are out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to control the kids. Sometimes kids dart out between cars. They shouldn't. And as parents, you need to tell your kids, do not do that.
Exactly, and they can't always see through their mask.
Right. Well, that's another point. You know, really, you should probably, especially with the littler kids, I know it's easier to go out and buy a pre-made costume and throw a mask on your kid.
Yeah.
You shouldn't really use masks on your kids. You should
I
use
know.
Some makeup. And
yeah.
and again, when I talk about safety, hypoallergenic makeup, not just
right.
some disgusting makeup you pick up as spirit,
chemicals.
You know, chemicals
yeah.
and stuff like that.
Right.
But basically, you know, you should be careful. The kids need to be able to see.
Yeah.
So you need to see them, but they need to be able to see you.
Right.
So they can help to avoid the situation as well.
Absolutely.
So, and kids get excited and they don't pay attention. So you're taking vision away from them. And again, no headsets. No,
oh.
no, nothing that's going to yeah. distract them from what's the mission, which is to accomplish, is to get your little Halloween treats, be on a sidewalk. You know, be, you know, crossing at the corners. And that's if you're out there alone. If
right.
you're under 12, you should never be out there alone anyway. You should be with parents.
Yeah.
But, you know, so as far as that goes, again, there's a lot with costumes. They should fit right. Big costumes, hand-me-down costumes from your bigger sister or brother are not the best idea.
Exactly.
Because kids trip. They
yeah.
can trip and fall. They're carrying swords, they're carrying daggers, they're carrying pitchforks, they're carrying all kinds of Halloween decorations. Oftentimes, they're even, you know, if they're even bought at the store, they could still be a little bit sharp. You know, they could be, you know,
yeah.
not as flexible as they should be. So you're not even worried about them carrying it and hitting other people with it, which is one risk. The other risk is falling and hurting themselves.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know, so you have to be very careful with all forms. They should have, as you had said earlier, they should have reflective tape if it's a very dark costume.
Yeah.
You know, there should be flashlights that they're carrying.
Right.
Glow sticks are
yeah.
another thing.
Yeah.
But again, with glow sticks, it's a safety issue. If they break, they're actually got chemicals inside which are unsafe.
That's
so
right.
So little kids have
that's
to
right.
know not to ingest that. If they have a glow stick on and it breaks or something, they need to, like, really, they have to wash their hands. That needs to be thrown out. So really, flashlights are probably your safest and best bet for kids that are needing some assistance as it's getting darker.
Right, right. I just want to mention, we lost the call because he was waiting for a while. Mike,
oh,
sorry about that. Sorry about that, Mike. You can email me, and I'll be happy to answer your question. But, yeah, it's okay. Go ahead.
No,
not your fault.
No. Anyway, another interesting thing is pretty much in all neighborhoods, as I said before, you have to be done by 8 o'clock. When I was younger, we used to go out till like 11 o'clock at night. We would be out really, really late. But each town you should check. Each town has its own rules as to what time the kids can trick or treat. As an example, in Buffalo, there's no start time, but it has to be done by 8 o'clock at night.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, a lot of the, most, the average, you know, communities are between, anywhere between 5 and 8.
Oh,
I just learned that Amherst has apparently no rules or regulations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
although
not
I think
good.
As a courtesy, people, you know, the kids stop coming around by 8, 9 o'clock.
Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, all right, I'm sorry. The other thing, too, that we always talk about, which is important, is around your home, as you're talking about. I wasn't even thinking of this, but we had this horrible storm this week. We do also have a ton of branches down, wet leaves and branches. A lot of times we talk about snow, but we know we're safe. No snow today.
Oh, thank you. I
know.
Right?
Oh, my gosh, knock on wood. But you have, you know, I have a ton of branches. Get them away, not just on the driveway, but even, you know, if you're walking up a driveway, you don't have, obviously, you don't have sidewalks on the side of your driveway. You know, you're walking up the driveway. Kids, if there's a bunch of kids, they may tend to walk onto the grass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's a bunch of them, there's a lot of kids. So you really need to kind of clear really pretty far away.
Yeah.
You know, get it, give enough room that your driveway, the sidewalk, and off to the side a little bit in the grassy areas. Make sure your decorations are safe. People are more and more elaborate.
I know.
With the decorations at home.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? And you need to make sure if you have sharp objects or you have intricate setups with graves and ghouls and all kinds of, like, you know, objects and people, animation and stuff.
Electricity, like, kinds of things.
It has to be safe because kids are not going to realize they want to touch it. They want to go over. So, again, it's a dual-sided thing. You want to make your property safe, but the parents have to stress to the kids that they have to not touch the display.
Exactly.
That they should avoid, you know, any contact with sharp objects.
Well, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors, and we'll continue this when we come back. But personal injury attorney Stephanie Gelber is joining me today from Gelber & O'Connell. And you have an office on Main Street, right, in Buffalo?
Yep, 6512 Main. It's, you know, it's in Amherst between Young's and Transit, but we go to you.
Yeah.
If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
And that number is 716-633-5050 for Gelber & O'Connell, 716-633-5050. And when we come back, again, our phone lines are open, 883-5000, 1-800-684-2848. We are streaming live worldwide with The Raw Truth here today, and we will take your calls and questions. We'll be right back. And don't forget, Dr. Michael Cicchetti joins us later on in the show today from Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
While the gender of your lawyer should not affect the outcome of your case, you should be at ease with the person representing you. At the Car Accident and Injury Law Firm of Gelber & O'Connell, we have been advised by clients that there are times when only a woman can understand the issues facing another woman after a serious car accident. So, we have hired dedicated female accident attorneys to give you the option of meeting with someone who understands the special issues women face. For a free consultation, call 633-5050.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis. Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we are back. Thank you for joining the Raw Truth Face Family Food Fitness Health Don't forget, my book is out, The Raw Truth Recharge, 7 Truths to Health and Fitness. And I want to get this book to Mike, who called in earlier today, and we weren't able to take his call. So if we didn't get your information, Mike, please email me at robbie@robbieraw.com, because I'll make sure that we get you a book. And very excited about that. So listen, we are talking about Halloween safety. And, you know, I know the whole, you know, I know some people are like, oh, why are they talking about Halloween on WDCX? Listen, the kids are out there trick-or-treating. The kids are out there in their costumes. They are partying. They're all about the candy and all of that stuff. So, you know, we need to talk about keeping them safe, keeping the adults safe. And I'm so grateful. I said to my guest here, Stephanie Gilber, she is the attorney at Gilber and O'Connell, personal injury attorneys. I said, you know what? When I saw my husband clearing off the lawn today in the driveway, unless we were talking about this today, it wouldn't have even dawned on me that it's a good thing he's doing that.
Right.
You know, people need to get out there today and make sure that their yards are cleaned up, especially after that storm. There was a huge branch on my husband's car,
right,
from our tree in our yard. And, you know, there's stuff out there all over the place, debris and everything else, wet leaves. We got to make sure that it's safe. And so many good points that you brought up about the costume and sharp objects, everything else.
Now, one thing that I, just to kind of go back over my checklist here,
yeah,
that I didn't mention, which is really important, is when you're backing out of your driveway. Going either way, but especially backing out of your driveway. So you're not even thinking about what you're doing when you're on the road. You have to be extra careful today for just leaving your house in your vehicle.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's an important thing. Or even, you know, even at stores, because so many stores and malls now have, like, the safe trick-or-treating at their facilities. So there's kids running around where they normally even wouldn't be, like in parking lots.
Exactly,
with their costumes, which, you know, again, be careful when you're out with your car today.
Right.
You know, that's during the day. That's not the evening hours. All that trick-or-treating at stores and malls is during the day.
I know. We pray that everybody stays safe today. But, you know, as we mentioned earlier, yesterday, my daughter and her friend dressed up for school, and, you know, her friend had, you know, a sheet over her to be a ghost with these two little, you know, things for her eyes. And I was thinking to myself, she's going to trip on the way out of our house because it was long and she wasn't able to see, you know, but right. She did not, you know, trip. But she's an adult, a young adult, but it doesn't matter who you are, you know.
Well, and by the way, if you just as on the put my lawyer hat on for a second, if your home is not safe and there are, you know, if there's a defect or if there's something in the way, that's sharp and someone hurts themselves, you are liable.
Thank you.
Your homeowner's insurance is what covers you for that type of injury. But as a homeowner, you are obligated under the law to keep your premises reasonably safe from what would be expected use for the premises, which in this case, it is Halloween. It's expected that all these things will be happening.
Right.
So that is why, not just, you know, for the children's safety, but you yourself as a homeowner will be liable.
Good point.
As a driver, if you hit somebody and hurt them, you are going to be responsible for it.
Exactly.
Okay,
good point.
Should keep that in mind just from the, you know, from the other side of things.
Yes.
Another thing that we should just mention briefly is good old stranger danger situation.
Oh.
Is remind your kids, even if you've said it 100 times, do not get into the car with a stranger. Do not take candy or treats from somebody you don't know that's on the street.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, you know, that leads us into even when you're getting goodies from a home that you know it's in your neighborhood or whatever. Unwrapped candy, unwrapped baked goods, delicious smelling brownies or other baked goods, you cannot eat them.
No.
You cannot eat them, mm-mm. You cannot eat them.
Right.
There's choking hazards for little kids with gumballs and other types of small pieces of candy, sucking candies and stuff. You know, one, as a homeowner giving out candy, you should keep these things in mind as to what you're offering. As much as you think you're doing a great thing, giving them, you know, very healthy, prepared snacks, you should not, because they should not eat them. They may have allergies.
Right.
They may have nut allergies or other allergies that, you know, this is not a product that's marked with ingredients that you're making at home.
Right, exactly.
So the parents and the kids are not going to know what's in it, as healthy as it may be.
And I also think, you know, sometimes little children come up to my door, and I'm like, where are their parents? I don't even see their parents. They're like two houses down talking to neighbors, and I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, if you know, sometimes people invite the children in, right. like don't invite the children in, right. tell your children not to go in a house.
Right.
I mean, I'm a safe neighbor, obviously, but you just don't know. Sometimes you go to streets that you don't know who
right.
the neighbor
and
is.
And parents sometimes stay in the cars and drive along the street while the kids run up and down. But again, and you also, as much as we all think we know our neighbors, we've all seen horror stories.
So
you really just have to be extra careful with your kids.
Yeah.
And again, as far as the treats go, you know, for... When you just have to stress to your kids they're going to want to eat the candy, and they really have to be careful doing it, especially if you know your kid has any allergies. You have to make them in charge of themselves to some extent when they're walking down the block.
Yeah.
And then you have to look at the stuff when the kids get home before you really let them eat. A trick, another little tip, feed your kids before they go out.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a light meal so that they actually are not hungry when they're out there with all the treats that are so enticing for them.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I mean, I'm going to say this. Probably people give me a hard time over it. But what I have done over the years is every day I will throw out a little bit more candy in the garbage for my kids. And they never even notice. And then out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Once you put it away, they forget about it. And then, you know, 6 months later, you're throwing out candy that they completely forgot about. It's not good for them.
Right,
we know
right.
it's not good for them.
Right.
Give pretzels or whatever. And
right, that's what we've been trying to give healthier snacks to the kids. And if you get a little face from them, they'll get over it, you know. But I think that's a good point that you make, is I think that after Halloween, a good tip for parents is to dole out the candy. If your kids are going to have a special treat because it is Halloween, you're going to allow them to have what typically you might not as not as healthy snack, at least, you know, give it a little bit of regimen for them. You know, maybe throw one in for lunch or for after dinner and explain to them. You know, you're going to get a stomach ache. You're not going to feel good. It's not good for you. And maybe start to educate them, as you do, Robbie,
at
an early age as to what is healthy and what is not. And it's a treat now and then. It's okay.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Stephanie, you know, you're a personal injury attorney from Gelber and O'Connell, Stephanie Gelber. You actually give free initial consultations, right?
Yes, we do. We always do. And just so people understand, the way, unfortunately, I say we work is we, under New York law, we work on contingency fee, which means you don't pay us one penny for anything, ever, unless and until we recover for you successfully, and then we are allowed to get reimbursed for anything we lay out, you know, to prosecute a case, basically.
Wow.
But you come in, we talk to you. I talk to people all day long, every day, initially, and then if we think that there's enough there to have an in-person consultation. So I'll do one on the phone, and then I'll actually have them come in as well if it seems like it's a good idea to do so. Or I would go to them, home, hospital, whatever the situation is, we go there. And then we decide, you know, whether it makes sense, and you see if you like us, and there's chemistry there, and, you know, we can work together, and we move forward.
And so, you know, if someone's out there and they get in an accident, they need to call you.
Right. And by the way, if you have another lawyer you're not happy with, there is nothing that stops you from changing lawyers, and again, that doesn't cost you anything. It's up to the incoming lawyer to reimburse the outgoing lawyer if there's any disbursements on the case. So you should never feel pressured or feel that once you make that decision, if it's not right, you have to stick with it, because you're in a relationship for years
with
your attorney.
And
you need to have that relationship that you're comfortable with.
And I think most people think, you know, if someone hits me, I should call an attorney. But if you hit someone, you should call an attorney also, right?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you call your insurance company.
Right.
That's what you do. And then the insurance company, if you're the one that's at fault, the insurance company will appoint an attorney for you.
I gotcha.
That's what your insurance does for you.
I see.
But if there's any question ever, you can certainly call, because there's always issues about this. 30 days to file a no-fault form, which is the biggest issue and time frame of all for people in accidents. So if you have any questions, if you've been in an accident, even if it's your fault, feel free to call me, and I can walk you through at least what the issues are that you're going to be facing.
And also, possible malpractice.
Right.
Because I was just talking to a friend the other day over lunch, and unfortunately, you know, something happened. It was an accident. But, you know, there's a statute of limitations on that, isn't there?
Right, yes. Well, for car accidents and general negligence, like any you slip and fall, you hurt yourself, construction, you know, car accidents, that's 3 years from the date of the accident. Medical malpractice is 2.5 years.
Okay, wow.
It's a shorter statute. I think the doctors lobbied at some point and got it shortened up a little bit. It's 2.5 years. And if it's a death case, I hate to even say that out loud, it's only 2 years from the date of death.
Wow.
If there's a municipality involved, there's a year and 90 days. So it's a bunch of different statutes, actually, depending on the circumstances of your accident.
Right.
So you just call and ask. You feel free to call us and just ask questions if you have, you know, any issues in that regard that has to do with anything, injury to any part of your body.
Wow. Gelber and O'Connell, on your website, you have a ton of information here. You know, articles, blogs, all kinds of information. People should check it out. You're at 6512 Main Street, and the number is 716-633-5050. Again, 716-633-5050. And also a toll-free number, 877-484-4524. Again, 877-484-4524. And also, if they go to RobbieRaw.com, your link is on my
yes
website.
One last thing, really quick. We also have our car accident app. So if you wanted to have at your ready hand access, God forbid you're in an accident, what to do, what information you need, it's just called Buffalo Car Accident. Look it up, iPhone, Android, it's free. Download it. Has a GPS in it. You can take photos. You can take audio. It tells you where you are. It asks you the right questions, the weather conditions, where, you know, it's just a great tool.
What's it called again?
Buffalo Car Accident.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. It. It's an app. It's online. It's free.
Wow. All right. Well, Stephanie Gilber from Gilber and O'Connell, thank you so much for joining us. You always have so much information. I always learn so much. I'm like, my mind doesn't think this way. When you come, it's like, wow, okay.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll have you again on soon.
Yeah.
And everybody stay safe out there. Stay safe. Keep your children safe. And when we come back, Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine will be in studio. We'll be talking about injuries, treating injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
You've been curious about LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house Thursday, November 19th at 5:45 p.m. held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever. You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30-plus years' experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's Word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Today.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hey everybody, this is Neil Boron. I finally gave up the fight and asked for help. I've struggled with my weight for years, and I finally got the right help from my dear friend Robbie Raw. She taught me how to be healthy, how to make the right food choices, and how to exercise properly. To this day, she encourages me to stay focused on my new lifestyle. She can help you too. Robbie will teach you the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy for life. She offers private and semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching, and her signature plan, the Raw Truth Recharge, an 8 to 12 week class with a 7 to 14 day detox to help you get the results you're longing for. Whether you're dealing with years of yo-yo dieting, fighting a disease like diabetes, or working hard in the gym and not seeing results, hey, it's time you seek help from personal health and fitness coach Robbie Raw. The struggle is a daily one, but this plan will help change your life. For more information, visit our website at RobbieRaw.com. That's Robbie Raw, RAUGH.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back. I wanted to thank Stephanie Gelber, attorney from Gelber & O'Connell, personal injury attorneys over there. They are the best, I'm telling you. She gave some great tips for Halloween today. I was just talking to Dr. Michael Cicchetti. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. And good morning, Western New York.
Yes. And we were talking. I said, you know, you said you were taking your kids out, you know, early today. And I said, that's good for people to know. And I'm glad you're taking them out early because it's safer earlier.
Yeah, it's the little kids that are going to go out early, too. My daughter's 2.5, and so we're going to take her out when it's still dusk. You can still see because the little kids also want to be running around, and they can't see as well, and they're going to trip over stuff.
Right.
So we go out early. So it's the little kids that are out early. So you got to be careful, early, please.
I'm glad you're pointing that out because I got to make sure I'm back home today because I'm running around. So it's good to be home around 5 o'clock, everybody. So, you know, this week, I know you were thinking the same thing that I was thinking when the World Health Organization came out with this, you know, statement that processed meats is linked to cancer. That's not new news.
It's huge news, and it's not new news. You know, we've been really staying away from processed meats for quite a time now, me and my family. But it was groundbreaking in that the WHO actually came out and said it.
Yes.
Now, there's been a lot of backlash, and understandably so. I mean, the meat industry is huge in this country, and, you know, it's not realistic to think that meat consumption is going to go away. That's not what the WHO is trying to say, but they are trying to point out, you know, to people that there are some risks that you have to be aware of.
Yeah.
But it's interesting if you go online and you read all the blog posts. I mean, there are some very angry people, you know, out there just posting how ridiculous this is and not giving it a chance. And then there are some funny ones like. Just for example, there was one blogger that wrote that this is extremely alarming and discouraging that science has now come out with this new information linking meat consumption to cancer. I've done a lot of soul searching, and I have no choice but to give up science.
Oh, my gosh, that's hilarious.
So there are some chuckles that you can have at this expense. Obviously, that's unrealistic, too, but... you know, it's made headways, and I believe, Robbie, that we are kind of on a revolution in this country. You know, the knowledge of a plant-based whole foods diet is becoming more wide known, and you know, so I think that there is a potential turning point, and it's good because the rates of obesity, the rates of chronic disease, cardiovascular disease, cancers, it's out of control compared to other countries. And we see it every day. I treat patients in pain every single day. And the vast majority of the patients that I see in practice have one or more chronic diseases that are caused by poor dietary choices.
Mm-hmm.
We see a very, very high number of patients who are in the obese category, a lot of morbidly obese, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, respiratory conditions. You know, it affects doctors' ability to really treat you well, and especially when you're in pain, there's not many good options if you're already unhealthy. It takes longer to heal. It takes more energy for you to be able to exercise, and most people end up just wanting to rely on medications, and that is not the answer.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and that's what I always have admired about you, doctor, and also the other doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine, is that, you know, you care overall about your patient's health, not just treating, you know, their injury or their pain,
mm-hmm.
but what is contributing to that, and how can we eliminate those, you know, external factors like mm-hmm. you know, the fact that they're eating processed foods.
Yeah, so more and more I've begun in my practice, you know, someone will come to me with back pain, but if I notice that you've got one or more chronic diseases and you're overweight, we're eventually going to have a conversation about that, because I can't treat your pain, I can't treat your sciatica, unless we deal with everything. It's very difficult in medicine just to compartmentalize someone's injuries. You've got to treat the whole person. So
right, exactly. So if you're just joining us, I am speaking with Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. And they are experts in treating injuries of the musculoskeletal system non-surgically. They've helped me continue this, you know, breakneck pace that I do, you know, and I'm so grateful for that, because, you know, everyone needs to know, and I always say this, but it's worth repeating, that they should not be walking around with pain and injury and thinking that it's a normal process of aging, right?
Yeah, you know, I get that all the time, and I also hear from, you know, from people who are 50 or above, you know, they commonly just will push things off as, oh, it's just arthritis, it's just osteoarthritis, and my doctor told me that my spine or my joints have some arthritis. Well, guess what? Everybody has some degree of wear and tear in their body. That's just part of the natural aging process, and so if you're living with pain that is more than, you know, a couple of weeks, then it's worth getting that looked at, and not just passing it off as, oh, it's just the aging process, it's just arthritis. A lot of people don't take the time to take care of themselves, and they start slowing down as a result. They start limiting their activities. They don't want to go out to, you know, those fun events on the weekends because they're worried about being able to walk in the parking lot. And then they become more sedentary. Well, if you become more sedentary, you're going to lose muscle mass. You're going to probably consume more. It's a downward spiral.
Right.
So we really try to encourage people to move. I really believe that exercise is a leafy green vegetable. And you've got to really think of it that way. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we try to promote within our practice.
Well, we will open up the phone lines, and if you have a question for Dr. Michael Cicchetti, maybe you have an injury, or you've had an injury, or you have pain,
mm-hmm.
this is a free consultation, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Maybe it's elbow pain, foot, ankle, hip,
back
knee.
Pain, neck pain, nerve pain. Yeah.
Migraines.
Yeah. Even let migraines. Me answer your questions.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, you should not be taking, just continue to take, you know, ibuprofen or whatever you're taking and thinking that's okay too. Right, doctor?
I mean, there's lots of risks. The gastrointestinal system, kidneys, liver. If you're on chronic anti-inflammatories thinking that that's okay, it's not a good option.
Exactly. So when we come back, we will take your calls, and we'll be talking, continue to talk to Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And you know what? Do not go anywhere, because where time's running out, we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
When it comes to living a healthy lifestyle, it's so important to know where to get the products and groceries you need. Feel Right Fresh Market is your ultimate source for everything related to healthy eating and taking care of yourself. They offer a wide variety of supplements, organic produce, health food options, and beauty products. Feel Right is known for carrying specialized items with an expert staff you won't find anywhere else. Shop at any of their 5 convenient locations in Buffalo, and be sure to let them know Robbie Raw sent you. Go to feel-right.com to find a location closest to you.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Some law firms advertise their size as a good thing, but the car accident and injury lawyers at Gelber and O'Connell believe that bigger isn't always better. When you need personal medical attention, you don't look for the largest doctor's office. When you need personal tax advice, you don't look for the largest accounting firm. So, when you need a personal injury attorney, go to the law firm that provides the personal attention you deserve. Don't get lost in the shuffle if you are injured in a car accident. Call Gelber and O'Connell for a free consultation, 633-5050.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And thank you to attorney Stephanie Gilbert from Gilbert and O'Connell for giving us those awesome tips for keeping our children and family safe tonight. On Halloween trick-or-treating, they're going to probably start around 5 o'clock, 5:30, so be home, have your yard cleared out. There were great tips. And here I am speaking with Dr. Michael Cicchetti, very popular guest on this show, always a wealth of information as well. And we will take your calls. I know our phones are lighting up now. So, again, if you have an injury, if you have any pain, if you're walking around like that and you think it's just something that's normal and part of aging, it is not. And we will take the call from Rich from Kenmore. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you.
Except for the pain I got.
do you have a question for Dr. Cicchetti?
Yeah. I'm wondering how an inversion table works for your back.
So an inversion table is an option if you have lumbar discogenic pain, pain coming from your lumbar discs. So similar to traction that some chiropractors will offer, where they'll strap you into a device and try to distract the lumbar spine, I tend not to recommend those kind of treatments because you usually have to pay out of pocket for that, and you have to sign up for package deals, and it can cost you $3,500 to $5,000 to sign up for a series of traction treatments through a chiropractic office. But an inversion table is a option that's similar to traction, that's a lot cheaper, but you have to be careful. It has to be discogenic pain. It really does not work if you have arthritic back pain or if you have stenosis, which is narrowing of the spine. It really is, in my opinion, only a treatment option for lumbar disc pain. And so if you don't know if your pain is definitively discogenic, like a disc herniation, tear in the disc, you may even have sciatica, then it's probably not worth your time and money to get an inversion table. There's a couple of other things about an inversion table that you have to be careful about. You're hanging upside down or almost upside down for a period of time. This does cause blood to start to pool more towards the head. I do not recommend an inversion table for anybody who has issues with hypertension or cardiovascular disease. Not a good idea because it could increase blood pressure and, yeah, that's certainly not a good thing if you have a diagnosis of uncontrolled high blood pressure. But I have recommended inversion tables for some of my patients.
especially if they've tried it and they do feel that it benefits them. But it's only a method of just relieving the pain. It does not actually help to stabilize the core muscles around the spine. And so an inversion table by itself inherently will fail unless you are providing the spine with an exercise program to help stabilize those painful lumbar discs. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, somewhat. I got a whole bunch of issues going on. Both shoulders, my upper back, my middle back.
Oh, Rich, you got, give Dr. Michael Cicchetti or the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine a call. The number there is 626-0093. Their link to their website is also on my website, robbyraw.com, so you can click on that and it takes you right to their website. But I'm telling you, they will help. They have cutting-edge treatments. They've helped me, so many people that I know. And give them a call, 626.
Okay, 626.
0093.
0093. Do they do medical coverage? Do they do insurance?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, we take all forms of insurance.
Okay, so it's 626-0093, and that's in Buffalo, right?
Yeah, there's three locations, Williamsville, Orchard Park, and Lockport.
Oh, Williamsville.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one closest to me.
Thank you, Rich, so much for calling in. And give them a call, 626-0093, okay?
Okay.
God bless you.
And that's Dr. who?
Cicchetti, like spaghetti, but with a C, Cicchetti.
Oh, okay.
That's how I remember it. All right, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
We're going to go right to our next caller, Michael from Ontario, Canada. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do. I took a spill about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I smashed my elbow. All of my weight went down on my elbow, but it jarred my shoulder upward. I've had x-rays done on both elbow and shoulder, and they don't find anything broken. They put me on anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxant, but I'm not finding any relief of pain. I was just wondering if you could give me any advice on it.
Well, are you having pain in the elbow, the shoulder, or both?
Both.
Both.
More prominently in my shoulder. It's hard to lift my arm up.
Ah, I gotcha. Well, the concern with the kind of mechanism of injury that you've just described is that you could have injured either the rotator cuff or there's a cartilage inside the shoulder called the labrum. Whenever you land on an outstretched arm or on the elbow and the shoulder kind of gets sheared in the mechanism that you've described, it can tear the cartilage around the shoulder called the labrum. And that can cause a significant amount of pain, not to mention it can also cause injury to the rotator cuff. So if you're having continued pain and or weakness with difficulty with reaching, putting on a coat, even simple daily tasks, then x-rays usually will not tell the whole story. You're going to need some kind of imaging study, either a diagnostic ultrasound exam or an MRI to further clarify it if it's extremely painful.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Thank you for calling. Take care. God bless.
Come on. God bless.
And our Canadian listeners can come and see you too, 716-626-0093. And I highly encourage. Dr. Cicchetti's my doctor. He's helped me. He's helped so many people. All of the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, Dr. Corinne Cicchetti, Dr. McAdam, you have other doctors there too, right?
Yeah, Dr. Jacqueline Jokey is our newest physician.
Yes, that's awesome. And so they have obviously, you know, they work with a chiropractor there, physical therapy in the same building, everything, right?
Yoga instructors.
Yoga, yes.
Uh-huh. And we have a nutrition and wellness program as well.
Exactly.
Thanks in part to you helping us start that.
Oh, well, you were already, you know, walking the talk and promoting
we
that,
were ready so. To do it. We just needed someone to help lead us.
Exactly. Well, listen, we're going to go to our Endura sponsors. We don't have much time. We can't take any more calls. But when we come back, we'll finish up with Dr. Michael Cicchetti. Stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
God delights in watching you enjoy life, but life isn't easy these days, especially with the back and neck pain you experience on a daily basis.
Dr. Bob Bader wants to help you. With 30 years of chiropractic experience, it's Dr. Bob's desire to help you live the life you enjoy and remain healthy so you can do the things God has called you to do. Dr. Bob is the chiropractor that the entire Raw Truth team recommends. He's located in Williamsville at 5050 Sheridan Drive. Give him a call today, 634-2802.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Give your legs a lift and get rid of those embarrassing varicose and spider veins. Dr. Kara Manukian of the Vein Treatment Center in Clarence specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of vein disorders such as varicose veins, spider veins, and cosmetic vein issues. Get relief from achy legs, leg pain, and ankle swelling. With current laser and RF technology, varicose veins are more easily treated now than in the past. Dr. Kara Manukian helped Robbie with hers, and he can help you too. Call the Vein Treatment Center today. 839-3638 or online at veinsveinsveins.com.
Are you often concerned about your parents being alone or taking their medications properly? If no one answers, do you fear they fell and are hurt? This story is lived by many adult children who often feel alone and without answers. No one wants to cross a parent who believes they're doing fine, and many find it difficult to imagine mom or dad not living in their own home. But often, keeping a parent happy and the reality of their safety and well-being cross lines. Trying to balance your needs and your aging parents can become overwhelming. The Peregrine Way Case Management Program can provide you with all the education, resources, and solutions to help you with this challenging time. Don't go through this alone. Call Kasia at Peregrine's Landing, 893-3000. Or visit our website at peregrineslanding.com and embrace the Peregrine's Way.
You've been curious about LASIK procedure. Now you can learn about how safe and effective vision correction is at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care's open house Thursday, November 19th at 5:45 p.m. held in Amherst at their Niagara Falls Boulevard location. See a live LASIK procedure, meet the surgeons, and take home informative literature. Call 1-800-309-2020 to reserve your spot. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-309-2020. Improve yourself and your eyesight. Say goodbye to contacts and glasses forever.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back, and Dr. Michael Cicchetti in the house right now. Give them a call. Apparently, a lot of our listeners have pains, aches and pains and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They need to call you, call Dr. McAdam, call Dr. Cicchetti. Call Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine, 716-626-0093, and you said you had several locations: Williamsville,
Orchard Park, and Lockport.
And people always think, you know, Williamsville is so far from the falls or something like that. It's not. It's very close to ECC. It's not downtown Buffalo.
No.
My mother used to say, "You're in Buffalo." I'm like, "I'm in Williamsville." But yes, you have the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah, we like to think that we offer a variety of services and a variety of options. And if you're considering, you know, talking to a surgeon and you want a second opinion, a non-surgical opinion, we would be more than happy to talk to you.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad that you joined us today, Dr. Cicchetti, and thank you for all you do to keep, you know, Western New York healthy and fit. And I know you're a believer, which is awesome to have a doctor who knows the Lord, who prays about his patients. So thank you for doing that, because I don't want to go to anyone else. And, you know, I appreciate you keeping me healthy and fit, too. So, you know, we'll see you again next month. Actually, you're going to be on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
And, you know, we'll you know, hear you again then. People should give you a call, 716-626-0093, Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine. Give them a call. Next week, we will be replaying Carol McLeod. She will be, she was our speaker the weekend of the Making Strides event breast cancer survivor, international best-selling author. Tune in. You'll be able to hear that interview again. And we hope you have a very safe Halloween with your children. Keep them safe. You stay safe. And we'll see you right back here next week with The Raw Truth. God bless you.
Goodbye, Western New York.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.